There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
You're locked in with the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
Let's go straight out to the HRMP guest line. Lee Sterling of Paramount Sports joining us again. Lee, 3-2 last week, back-to-back winning weeks with the Bees, looking to make it three straight. Lee, let's just jump right in the games. We don't need to pat the back that much as we go for three straight winning weeks. Texas UTSA. UTSA, they've been a threat to some teams over the years. 35 points the Longhorns are giving up. What are we making of this matchup between Texas and the Roadrunners?
Well, we do know that Texas probably walking around everyone's, you know, the students on campus are slapping their back, telling what a great job they did. They drubbed Michigan at the Big House. They played great. I mean, are you thinking letdown? Maybe a little, but they only have Louisiana Monroe on deck. So don't count on it here. UTSA, they're juggling quarterbacks. They haven't scored enough yet to keep any game close. They only scored 28 against FBS newbie Kennesaw State. I hadn't even heard of that school 4 or 5 years ago. And 10 at Texas State, where they were dominated here. They just have the offense. You got to have quarterbacks galore and depth. And Texas has it here. Texas 55-13.
Lee, big battle here in the city of Houston. You know that Rice is always clawing and scratching and trying to hang around. And now U of H under new coach Willie Fritz hung in there with Oklahoma last week, much to everybody's surprise. What are you seeing in this challenge in the city of Houston this weekend?
Well, if they can just get a little bit better quarterback play, I think Houston's going to be really good. Willie Fritz, I love as a coach. I mean, I had a friend's son who was on the team at Tulane, and what I was hearing, just great things. I mean, he knows how to assemble talent. He knows how to coach up kids. They get better. They're 0-2 straight up, but very competitive at Oklahoma. They've allowed only 27 and 16 points to UNLV in Oklahoma, teams that averaged 34.5 and 41.5 points last year. They're playing with revenge for last year's 43-31 double overtime loss at Rice last season. 28-28 was the score until they went to overtime. And Rice hasn't won two straight in the series since 2000 and 2001. Houston finally notches that first win here, 27-20.
I love it. I love it. Yeah. Let's switch over to the NFL side of things. Indy goes on the road. They're a road favorite at Green Bay. Of course, we're assuming Jordan Love will not play. Malik Willis, who hasn't spent much time in Green Bay, presumably will get the start for the Packers. How are we viewing the Colts at the Packers? Colts given 3 points.
Green Bay, I think, is making a mistake. I think they should have gone after Ryan Tannehill. I mean, Ryan Tannehill been a huge upgrade at this point. The Colts offense had the ball for only 20 minutes in the game against the Texans. You saw it. But they did gain 15.5 yards per minute of possession. That's a pretty good number in the NFL. So I just think when I look at this Green Bay team, I don't know how they're going to score. I mean, Malik Willis was a disaster when he played, you know, at Tennessee. How they were able to get even a draft choice, you know, I'm surprised. Played in a run-heavy Titans offense, barely moved it. Played in a run-heavy offense in college. He just generates no excitement here. I think Indy gets the job done. They're going to control the ball and the clock here, play keep away. Colts 28-17.
Lee, you saw the teams in your backyard play last week. You saw Jacksonville get out to an early lead, lose to Miami. Now they're taking on a Cleveland team that at quarterback, and you know the quarterback position, and we know Deshaun Watson. He looked absolutely awful. Some people are already saying it's Jameis Winston time. How do you see this Jacksonville-Cleveland game playing out?
I don't know how you back Cleveland. I mean, you watch Deshaun Watson. Anything above 10 yards, I mean, was a disaster. They just don't have any downfield passing game. So, you know, their defense even didn't look good. And that usually at home, that's the one thing that they can, you know, hang their hats on. Now, no David Njoku. He's like their go-to guy, you know, for Watson. Got two TD passes from Joe Flacco in Cleveland's 31-27 home win last year. This is tough here. I mean, Jacksonville, they should have had the game. They dominated Miami. That fumble in the end zone turned over the entire game. So, Trevor Lawrence, I think he'll do fine here. The defense also playing well, allowing only 20 points to Miami. I think they'll be much easier containing the Browns' offense. You know, unless Deshaun Watson is ready to do it three times better and only get this 2.7 yards per attempt against Dallas. Jacksonville, 23-16.
Sunday Night Football comes to Houston, Lee. Lee Sterling joining us from Paramount Sports on the HR&P guest line. Caleb Williams, second NFL game. C.J. Stroud off to a good start in his sophomore year. Texans are six-point favorites at home against Chicago, Lee.
Chicago, I mean, what a gift. I mean, their offense did nothing. Less than 150 total yards. Are you kidding me? That punt return, punt block for a touchdown, and then the pick six was the difference in that game. I think Caleb Williams is going to be good eventually, but only 14 for 29 for 93 yards and a 55 passer rating his first game. It takes quarterbacks sometimes a little while to adjust as a true rookie in the game. And now, I mean, look what they're doing at Houston. They bring in three key players and starters on the defense. And then, you know, on the offense, how do you keep one receiver now that Stephon Diggs is here, Nico Collins, Tank Dell? I think that would be a great number two on almost any team. The offensive line did a great job run blocking. I think Chicago's going to hang in for a while. Houston eventually pulls away 30-20.
Lee, it's like everyday Christmas with you. You're giving out winners. You're giving out free plays. But people have to get tied up in getting involved with all your picks. How are they getting involved with you, and what are you giving them if they do?
So this is what we're going to do. There's a game that I like this weekend. I'm going to give them the Dallas and New Orleans game for free. First five callers, call 800-400-9741. I will give them Dallas and New Orleans on me. Just my way of saying thank you. Call 800-400-9741 right now. First five callers get it for free. And we have a Thursday night thriller. How about this game? Buffalo and Miami, here in Miami. You want that winner. We normally don't sell games individually. I'm putting it up for sale for $10. That's right. You heard me correct. $10. It's an immediate download. As soon as you purchase it, window pops open with the release. $10. Why am I doing that? Not promoting, you know, weekends or monthly packages. I know if I win for you, you're going to want to come aboard and join for the entire weekend. Come on right now. $10 for tonight's Thursday night thriller. Where do you get it? Just one place, ParamountSports.com.
That sounds great, Lee. Thank you so much for spending a few minutes with the Killer Bees, and good luck making it 3 weeks in a row in the winner's circle. Lee Sterling's on a heater. He's on a heater to start the year.
He had a good year last year, too. I mean, he strings them together. So, I mean, hope he stays hot for everybody, and I think everybody should get on board.
Yeah, he's the Thursday night game interests me. I don't know what to do with A-Chain. I have no idea. Like, should we be? If we'll ask Adam Ronis later whenever he joins us, but
sit him. I mean, he had some games like this last year where he was banged up going in the week and then was on a snap count. And I don't know. It depends on your roster. Obviously, if your backups suck, then take Achan. But if you have a good backup, like a Ramondre at home, I would go ahead and play them.
Now, aren't both running backs for Miami questionable?
Mostert's out.
Well, Mostert's out, and Achan is questionable. So if he's out, then it'd be Jeff Wilson and the rookie whose name's escaping me, Jalen Wright.
Yeah, Jalen Wright. He's electric. I wanted Jalen Wright in Houston, out of Tennessee. Fast. I think he's going to be electric in that offense. I just don't know if it's yet. It's pretty quick. Pretty soon. Yeah, it worries me with an ankle, you know?
Yeah, like especially a running back.
One carry.
Like, I can't imagine he gets a full workload if he's dealing with an ankle problem.
At week two of the year, I wouldn't be playing. Like, I'm talking from a Miami perspective.
Yeah, that's why I would stay away.
But if I'm Mike McDaniel and I'm the Dolphins and I have aspirations of being a playoff team and I'm 1-0,
I'm not playing him on a short week.
No, and look at the same way that you have to really baby the situation with McCaffrey. You look at the Dolphins and you look at the fact from a running back, all he's got to do is get stood up once and have someone at the bottom of the pile or something, like wrap up his lower legs or roll over on the ankle and put a little pressure on it, and you could be set back a month or so. I'm not risking that now.
Especially since you mentioned the like keywords San Francisco, Miami. These teams have proven they can run with anybody. I put in Jeff Wilson and try to get away with this game.
I like Buffalo tonight.
I do, too. But you can't risk game, Chan. It's week two.
No, I don't. I don't like Josh Allen.
I know.
I. Some would say I despise Josh Allen.
Is it that?
Although I think you had him higher.
Some would say. I didn't say I would say.
Okay. Okay.
I think you had him higher in your QB rankings than Joel and I did.
Yeah.
I don't think it's true.
I have the graphic. I'll find it.
Yeah, find it. I don't think that's true.
I had him in the top five. I think.
I had him in the top five too, but I think I had him like fourth or fifth.
Yeah, and I might have had him fourth.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.